Well, my friends, we have arrived once again at your favorite time of the year. Stewardship season. You can now stop crossing off the squares on your wall calendar. The day is here. For the next 5 weeks, we will encourage you to pledge generously to this parish you so love. Now, at first glance, today's readings might seem rather deficient to speak to this joyous occasion. We have no widow's mite here, no thankful leper who comes back to give thanks to Jesus to draw on for inspiration for stewardship. Instead, we have lamentations. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to the festivals. All her gates are desolate, her priests groan, her young girls grieve, and her lot is bitter. And we have Psalm 137. By the waters of Babylon we sat down and wept when we remembered you, O Zion. We have Paul's second letter to Timothy, which is even more incomprehensible than his first letter. And we have Luke's gospel. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. A little hard to find the stewardship message in that. But if you look just a little harder at these readings, if you squint your eyes and consider all the possible translations from the original Hebrew and Greek texts, you might see that after all, these readings are perfect for stewardship season. For example, from a very recent translation of Lamentations, the roads to St. Luke's 20 University Avenue mourn, for no one comes to the festivals, because they didn't pledge enough and we can't have any more festivals. It's right there. All her pews are desolate, because who's going to come to a church that's falling apart? Her priests groan from hunger because their salary was cut in half. Her old girls grieve, and her parking lot is bitter because it's had to be rented out to the hair salon across the street to make ends meet. This is funny, by the way. We have Psalm 137. By the waters of Los Gatos Creek, we sat down and wept when we remembered you, O St. Luke's, and how we used to do so many wonderful things here and for the community before people stopped pledging enough. St. Paul's second letter to Timothy is still incomprehensible. But then we have that classic gospel passage. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, increase your pledge. It's all right there in the Bible. More or less. Oh my. Well, maybe some of you stubborn-hearted people out there remain unconvinced by these biblical translations, coming as they do from the New Revised Ricardo Standard Version. So I'm going to invite us to do something then very un-Episcopalian. We're going to pray for a sign. I invite you to bow your heads. Oh Lord, we know you want St. Luke's to thrive again this year, to restart its outreach programs, to become more engaged with each other, with the community, and with our faith, to dedicate the financial resources necessary to maintain our buildings and grounds, to undergo some basic renovations, and to have the energy and commitment to visit the sick and help the needy. But some of us here could use a little sign, some proof that this is really what you want for us. So God, though you have warned us not to ask for such things, might we just this once have a sign from you? I mean, nothing big, just a little something to encourage us. God of abundance, do you want the people of St. Luke's to pledge either for the first time or to increase their pledge significantly this year? We await your word and sign. Amen. Well, friends, it's never a good idea to ask for signs, because you either tend to then see them everywhere, or you miss the ones that are right in front of you. But if it is signs you are looking for that will encourage you to pledge or increase your pledge, then I have got plenty to tell you about. We have a parish hall refrigerator filled with cakes from our rejuvenated coffee hours. We have a freshman at San Jose State University who now breathes a little easier because we have given him a scholarship to start him on his academic career. We have a wonderful new music director with gifts to share that will deepen our worship experience. We have a cleaner campus thanks to a parishioner's thoughtful donation. We have a terrific, proactive vestry and wise, worshipful, and caring clergy. And there is more to come. A series on the English mystics that will be offered by Father Bill. Another teaching series that will be led by a newer member of our parish who happens to teach theology at Santa Clara University. New volunteer faces will be around the altar soon and at the back of the church. A project is on tap that will beautify our memorial garden, and other projects to replace some rotting wood and repair foundational cracks in the church. We will have a reawakened and revitalized outreach committee, a renewed focus on pastoral care for one another. All while Bible study, book club, happy hour, and daily morning prayer will continue online. All these things were made possible because you stuck with us through the pandemic. You even rose to the occasion and set records for giving these past few years. And all these ways of being a community of faith, will continue because we will once more be generous and share from our bounty to make this place strong and reawaken our commitment to following Christ in all these little ways we already do. So I invite you to pray on this in your own time. Seriously consider what this parish means to you and what it could mean for a town and a world suffering for lack of what we have to offer in abundance. Love, laughter, compassion, and caring. And when the time is right, within the next 5 weeks, consider either making that first pledge to St. Luke's or increasing the pledge you already give. Our expenses have gone up. Inflation affects us here as well. And like it says in those new biblical translations I unearthed and read to you, we can't do all these things and more without the funds to carry them out. At the end of this stewardship season, when we gather in all the pledges and bless them on November 6th, may we be able to say, along with those slaves who served their master in today's gospel reading, we have done only what we ought to have done. God bless you in this season of stewardship and always. Amen.